me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Gordon Goldsborough joins us now for this week's edition of Abandoned Manitoba. But before we get started today, Gordon, you have a bit of an update on those buildings at Pilot Mound that we talked about last week.
I do. After our broadcast, I was put in touch with Greg Curry of Pilot Mound. He's flying a drone over the demolition site regularly, and he's posting photos online. So I can sort of track the progress or lack of progress, you might think, of that event at Pilot Mound. And so I can say that the Graham Block, that old funeral home, and the Bank of Hamilton next door, well, they're down. They were demolished rather quickly. The Winram Block, the larger of the three, it's taking longer, mainly because it sat next to the local Legion Hall. Well, and they didn't want to damage the, you know, building that's going to continue in use in the process. But I am sad to report that most of Pilot Mound's original streetscape is now gone.
It is a bit of a sad update, but thank you for informing us about that, especially as we had just been talking about
Indeed.
It. So I appreciate that. What are we discussing this week?
Well, there was much wringing of hands when it was announced last summer that the Manitoba Book Awards, a program that began in 1988, were cancelled. Some people jumped to the conclusion that there were no longer any awards for literary excellence in Manitoba, but this is not quite true. There are at least two programs that continue to recognize published work about Manitoba.
Two award programs?
Yeah. The younger of the two programs, the Manitoba Day Awards, celebrates public work that has made good use of archival sources. Now, this certainly includes books, but it also includes things like films and exhibits, plays, murals, websites, well, and a whole lot more that potentially could draw on archives as a basis of information. The awards, they've been presented annually by the Association for Manitoba Archives since 2007. And this year's recipients were presented 3 weeks ago. I attended the ceremony. In fact, I presented the award in one category. I presented the Popular Book Award, which went to CBC's own Darren Bernhardt. He won for his wonderful book, Prairie Oddities, Pumpkinhead, Peculiar Gravity, and More Lesser-Known Histories. But there were two other categories as well. In the scholarly book category, history professor Gerald Friesen won for his biography of an early Manitoba politician. The book was entitled The Honorable John Norquay, Indigenous Premier, Canadian Statesman. And the third recipient was a film by director Rachel Beaulieu, written by Andy Thomas, entitled A Cup of Cold Water. And it recognized the story of Indigenous activist Alfred Kirkness and his efforts to highlight the things that went on at the Brandon Residential School. And Mennonite archivist Conrad Stays was recognized for his radio show, Still Speaking. Oh, I guess that makes four awards.
Even more to celebrate.
Absolutely. And in fact, if you want to see a full list of all 18 years of those Manitoba Day Awards, you can find it on the Manitoba Historical Society website.
Now, you said that was the younger of the two awards, meaning that the other is older?
Uh-huh. My organization, the Manitoba Historical Society, has been presenting what we call the Margaret McWilliams Awards, and we've been doing that since 1956. And by my reckoning, there's only one book award in all of Canada that's been existing longer. That would be the Governor General's Literary Awards that date back to 1936.
I expect nothing less from the Manitoba Historical Society. Who was Margaret McWilliams?
Well, she was born in Toronto in 1875. She married a lawyer named Roland McWilliams. And in 1910, they moved to Winnipeg, where she did all sorts of things. She wrote books on Canadian politics. She represented Canada at international conferences. And she was a staunch advocate for university education, especially for women. In 1933, she became only the second woman to sit on the Winnipeg City Council, so notable in a number of ways.
And I assume she was interested in history?
Indeed, she was. So in 1928, she wrote a book entitled Manitoba Milestones, and it's been described as one of the most detailed and balanced accounts of provincial history to that point. She served as the president of the Manitoba Historical Society for 4 years, from 1944 to 1948. Unfortunately, she died suddenly in 1952, while her husband, Roland, was the lieutenant governor of Manitoba. So they had really been involved in so many things in the community. So to recognize her service, the MHS established the Margaret McWilliams Awards. And the first ones were presented in February 1956 by her husband, Roland McWilliams, in a ceremony at the Legislative Building. To date, 374 works have been recognized, and this year, 14 books published in 2024, because it's always set off by 1 year, they've been nominated for awards in three categories: local history, popular history, and scholarly history. Of course, they're all about history because, well, that's what we're all about.
So let's look at some of the nominees in each category. First of all, what's under local history?
Well, there were six nominees in the local history category, and the first one was that book by Darren Bernhard that I mentioned before. Other ones, there was one called Prosperity Ever, Depression Never, about Steinbeck, that was written by Ralph Friesen. Reconciling History, A Story of Canada, by Jody Wilson-Raybould and Roshan Dinesh. She Won the Vote, A Story About Women's Activist Lillian Bainan-Thomas, by Robert Hawkins. Who We Were, Four Questions for a Life in a Nation, by, of course, the late Murray Sinclair. And the last in that category, Winnipeg, Visions of Canada from an Indigenous Center, by his son, Negan Sinclair. So really an august collection of nominees in this category.
Now there's the popular history category as well. Who were the nominees for that?
Yeah, there were four nominees in that category, the first of which is entitled Citizen, Settler, Soldier, Scoundrel. I love that collection. It's a social history of the militia of Manitoba, written by David Grebstad. One of the ones I enjoyed reading, Manitoba, The Stories Behind the Foods We Eat, by Kimberly Moore and Janice Thiessen. The War We Won Apart, The Untold Story of Two Elite Agents Who Became One of the Most Decorated Couples of the Second World War. Long title there, written by, of course, Nala Ayed, very noted journalist. And then the fourth and final nominee in this category, Treaties, Lies, and Promises, How the Métis and First Nations Shaped Canada, by Tom Broadbeck.
And then finally, we have the scholarly history category. Who are the nominees for that?
Well, the first one has a long Indigenous name that I just won't embarrass myself by trying to pronounce. I think it translates into the Pungasi Collection. And it's a collection of stories from Indigenous culture by Maureen Matthews, Elaine and Joshua Owens, with translations by Roger Roulette and Carol Beaulieu. That's the first of the nominees in the scholarly history category. Then we have The Riel Problem, Canada, the Métis, and a Resistant Hero, by Albert Braz. The Honorable John Markway, that book again that I mentioned before, by Gerald Friesen. And Transforming the Prairies, Agricultural Rehabilitation and Modern Canada, by Shannon Stundenbauer, who actually is one of my former students. So I'm really proud to see her nominated for one of these awards.
And people can see descriptions of each of the nominated books, right, on your website?
Indeed. There's so much more I could say about each one of these books. I'd love to be able to spend hours talking about them, but no, we don't have the time for that. So if you're interested in knowing more about each of these nominees, there is a link on the MHS website where you can get all sorts of information, including places where you can purchase copies if you want, mhs.ca/bookawards.
Now, when will the award recipients be announced?
Well, they're going to be announced at our annual general meeting that's happening in 9 days on the 24th of June. And if you don't manage to attend that, well, you can check back at that link again. We will be showing the winners at that time. Again, mhs.ca/bookawards.
And what will recipients of a Margaret McWilliams Award receive?
Well, thanks to a very generous bequest from the estate of archivist and historian Shirley Ann Smith, each recipient of a McWilliams Award will receive $500.
Thanks for this, Gordon. What's up for next week?
You know, there are many ways to tell the stories of history, including through song. Now, I personally can't carry a tune, but we're going to consider a well-known folk ballad next week that is widely believed to relate to the early history of Manitoba. But is it? Tune in next week.
I like it. A musical edition of Abandoned Manitoba. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Gordon.
Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.